I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, Joe.
All right, Woody. We're going to go to, I think, one of the fairest guys that we have that cover the Miami Dolphins. Matter of fact, I hear it from everybody. And right now, there's a lot of media and fan frustration, even months after the season, with this team, like I can't remember in a long, long time, as Kyle Krabs from Locked On Fins podcast joins us. Kyle, and that was a compliment. You've done a good job of staying fair and not letting the personal stuff get involved. But it has been a little frustrating, hasn't it?
It's a really fun time to cover the team. And everybody is fed up. And look, like, I grew up a fan of the Dolphins, and you know, I'm frustrated with what the build has and has not produced over the course of the past several years. But you know, I think when you commit to a really ambitious overhaul, and then it becomes clear you don't have all the right people in place. So halfway through what's supposed to be the peak years of that, you make a head coaching change, and in some ways have to go back to square one, and then that coach has some growing pains because he's a first-time coach, and then you know, you don't necessarily see improvement in that front, but then like the standard life cycle of a team from when you start a build to when you have to make some hard decisions and have to go through some transitions, it's 6, 7, 8 years, and here we are. And yeah, you know, it's just an unfortunate set of circumstances and timing that I know everybody is not happy with, and I'm sure they're not happy with, and anybody who roots for the team's not happy with.
Yeah, no, very well put. Very, very well put. So you've seen what we've done in free agency to kind of cover up at least whether it's good enough or quality enough will be seen, but we'll find out down the road here. But we still, I think, and tell me if you're in this order, cornerback, guard, defensive tackle and safety still need to be priority on this team, or would you put somebody else in that list or in a different order?
I'd probably put them in a little bit of a different order, just because if you played a game tomorrow, you don't have the bodies to get you through a defensive tackle. So that's one where I think you'd need, and it feels like maybe there's some eggs in a Calais Campbell basket that they're maybe waiting on a decision for. The list of guys who have played extensive football last year at that position is pretty lean. So I think that's the one where I get the most, like, ants on my skin type anxiety looking at that group and seeing what's out there. If you don't bring back Calais Campbell, or at least at corner. I think Kader Kohou last year showcased some more ability to play outside. He, for the first time in his career, is playing in the same scheme in back-to-back seasons. I think that'll be helpful for him. And then you do have a lot of young guys. Now, I don't know how much you trust those young guys, but like I even go back to the preseason last year with Jason Maitre and Isaiah Johnson, a couple other UDFA corners who flashed in the preseason. You don't want to bank on those guys to start for you, but at least you have some young competition there and you have a lot of bodies. Where at defensive tackle, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, man, like, we couldn't field it out front if we wanted to without putting Bradley Chubb down there at the 4-eye or playing on the nose.
Yeah. I want to ask you something a little bit away from. We were just talking about this. So about guys being on time and whose job is it and whether it's stretching or getting ready for practice or going to a meeting, whatever, it's all important, I think. And I'm talking as a guy in his 60s, so it was more important to me because I saw how important it was to the culture that we had at the time with Don Shula. And all the guys were doing it. Every guy was on time. Didn't matter if you were all pro or lucky to be on the team, everybody was there. I don't think – we talk about Teron and Calais and their importance to the team. I still don't think it's their job, and Omar disagrees with me on this from yesterday. I don't think it's Calais and Teron's job to make sure other veteran guys are on time. For any of that stuff that the coach says, you got to be here for special teams, you got to be here for meetings with your group, with your individual group that you meet with, or offensive meetings or defensive meetings or stretching, it's not their job. Do you agree with that, or you think it is their job as the leaders and veterans on the team?
So, and everybody has a little bit of a different opinion here, and I understand the different perspectives and today's athletes are, it's a little different ballgame than playing for Coach Shula, right? Like,
yes.
A lot of the stuff that, like, Coach Shula and Coach
Belichick. No, it's a bad example. Agree. It's a bad example, yeah.
And that's why I pulled in Belichick, too, because he's even more recent, and it was, like, the same stuff where it's not flying in today's game. At the end of the day, though, like, from my perspective, you're accountable for yourself. Now, you have leaders on the team that, you know, help set the tone and set the climate. But do I expect Teron Armstead to go chase down hypothetically Tyreek Hill and say, hey man, you gotta get here 15 minutes early? Like, no.
No, they're not gonna do that. I agree.
And if an individual player is not accountable for their own obligations, the next place that goes for me is the head coach of the team to then put something in place that is going to deter that negative behavior. And I don't think we saw that, because Mike said all at the end of the year last year, well, we had guys that were repeat offenders and they got fined and it didn't change anything. Then you got to do something else. So somebody's going to have to walk through the door 15 minutes late and you're going to say, okay, go pack your stuff, you're out of here. And that, like, that's what the old school way is to do it. But I think that's a great way to get somebody's attention to say, look, you just can't keep rolling in here 15 minutes late and shrug your shoulders.
But if that guy's really good, and he's really good on Sundays, no matter what you get Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, you're going to put up with it, right? In today's game, most likely, you're going to put up with it if the guy's really good.
I think everybody has a limit past a certain point, and that's the question for the Dolphins this offseason is, what's your limit? How much are you willing to tolerate? And I hope they find that limit, because it's not – you're not going to achieve the kind of culture changes you're talking about instilling if you can continue to tolerate this because a guy's past a certain skill level.
Yeah. It's so this whole thing is you think this affects the culture even in today's game? You think it does, or guys only care about how you play with on Sunday, don't read into everything else, it really doesn't matter?
I think it's hard for me to just assume that everybody puts the blinders on and you know, it's the 60 minutes between the lines is the only thing that's relevant for these guys, and that influence doesn't exist in other ways. So it's not an easy answer to have, and there's people who have different opinions for what that looks like. But just from my perspective, like, I've got a really hard time believing, And I'm sure the players are that way too when they reflect on what last season was like and what we've heard and the things, Lord knows what we haven't heard about what it was like last season.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could ask certain players and certain players would tell you, as long as you're ready to do the things we need you to do on Sundays and execute on the field, whatever else is your business. And I would bet there's other guys that probably feel some kind of way about the rest of the stuff that comes along with it, too.
I'd just like to see everybody buy in just once and see how this thing looks. Just not worrying about that part of it, knowing everybody, and we don't, you know, if you can practice, you practice, so you have good timing, and all the things that popped up last year. Would just be nice to do away with those things. I want to ask you about that cornerback position. Baldy said something yesterday. Brian Baldinger said, if you're going to get a cornerback, probably need to go in the first round and grab one if you really want one, because a lot of those guys seem to start. They come right in the league and can start for you and bump and run or play in zone. Probably the best time to do it if that's a big need and you don't feel good about that position, maybe more so than other positions, because he thinks there's a lot of defensive tackles and a lot of guards. What do you think?
If I had to put in order how deep those three positions I think are for options that you feel good about, I would say defensive tackle is the deepest. I would say cornerback, it's interesting because I think if you get into skill-specific type stuff, I might give it to cornerback as far as you have guys that are nickels, you have guys that are man corners, you have guys that are zone corners, but they have limitations that prevent them from being an all-around corner. I think there's a few more all-around interior offensive linemen that you can grab. So I could flip a coin with that one and not feel super obligated to answer one way or another. But I would say to Baldy's point, the guys at the top of the draft, there's really only a handful of guys that are well-regarded as universal corners that no matter what kind of concept you want to run, they're going to be able to run it. And that shelf life for those guys being available is going to be really short.
We, as you know, have a first, second, and third round, 2 4s and 2 5s. Boy, you got to hit all those. You got to pepper all those, right? Guard, you're still on the guard kick, right? Still, let's get a young guard here and give him a chance to start. You with me on that right away?
I would like to sign another veteran player that has some starting experience, and then I would like to, at some point, draft a player, whether it's a college tackle or a college guard, who has some versatility. And I think if you got two more pieces, and I know everybody's, you know, wanting to eject certain players off the roster already because they're back on a 1 year deal or whatever, but I think if you get that amount of competition, you should position yourself to be okay and then have enough depth, and then theoretically maybe you can stay healthier at one of your tackle spots, whether it's right tackle after Austin missed half the season or Perron coming in out of games down the stretch because he's fighting through his knee issues, you know, whatever that looks like, if they transition away from Toronto or if Perron retires or whatever that looks like. You're getting Keon Smith back, who I'm a big fan of his game as a developmental-type tackle as well. I think you can get a group of 1 through 9 that you feel good about, but one of them needs to be a player on a rookie contract, and ideally one of them is a player who started in the NFL before.
So you were talking about Eichenberg a little bit. Where does Eichenberg fit in for you in the big picture? I agree he's going to be on the roster, but the question is, does he come in September? Is he starting, or is he just backing up inside?
I would really love to think we get to a point where Liam maybe takes the roster spot of Andrew Meyer, who they carried on the 53 last year, who they seem to like as an undrafted free agent rookie, with having center capabilities, but then also can play guard and has starting experience. If that's your ninth offensive lineman, you're doing okay, right? So it's a question of, I'm a bigger fan of Larry Borum's interior offensive line film, his film at guard. I think he's a compelling name to be a part of an open competition, but you don't want to just give it to him in the same way you wouldn't just want to give it to a rookie or anybody else that you sign. So I think that's probably, for me, if Liam Eichenberg is offensive lineman 8 or 9 on the depth chart, I think that's probably an appropriate place for him to be. And realistically, Joe, that's probably what he should have been in 2023 before Isaiah Wynn went down and Connor Williams went down and Robert Hunt went down and you played half the season with four backups on your offensive line.
Yeah. That was a rough one. So I want to ask you, how do you feel with Ifatu and Ashton potentially being starting safeties? Do you need more? Or could you – and forget their health. That remains to be seen. But as healthy players, is that good enough to be your two starting safeties?
I would feel good about that duo if it was your second and third players in the room. So whether that's a veteran guy who – we saw a couple of veteran guys last year who were available that went for friendlier price points at the safety market, but you maybe have to wait until the summertime to sign them. Or whether that's a young guy in the draft. I think it's a deep safety room. There's a number of players that I would like. I think you're just missing the player who I think can really tie it all together at the top of that room. But I like Mel Afonwu and I like Ashton Davis if they're safety two and safety three for you. I think that's a nice complement of skills for those two guys in particular.
So let me ask you, in a perfect world, since you've been studying this and doing a lot with the draft, what would you take with 13 if they stay with it, which there's no guarantee he's going to stick with that. But if he does, what would you take at 13?
I think you have a really good opportunity to get a defensive back, whether that's Will Johnson from Michigan or Jadae Barron from Texas, who can play inside and outside. I think they'd probably love to have more versatility when you saw how exotic they kind of got down the stretch with a lot of their safety rotations and covered shells and guys ending in different places than when they started. Barron's a really good tackler. He's very physical. I think he's somebody who gives you a lot of interchangeability at corner that I'm a big fan of. I think you could maybe make an argument for a safety at that spot, whether that's Nicky Minori from South Carolina, who blew up the combine, who could maybe give you some, not saying he's Kyle Hamilton because I don't think he's Kyle Hamilton from an instincts perspective, but as far as just the athleticism and the athletic profile at that size is pretty rare. You could theoretically go defensive tackle if you have Kenneth Grant from Michigan there. I think he can be a snap eater who 330-plus pounds has a lot of upside on passing downs and obviously gives you a lot of appeal in the run game. You could go I'm leaning away from Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State now, even though I think he'd be a great fit, just because I think that position, the depth of it, in addition to what they added in Pharaoh Brown, who I really like as just an inline blocker, if he's going to take the Julian Hill and Durham Smythe snaps, and obviously you have Jonnu Smith, I think you can work with that and then invest that pick in something else. So that's kind of a starting point, at least, for what you could do at 13.
I like you started with cornerbacks. I caught that. You started with the cornerback position, and I like that a lot. Hey, Kyle, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on just a little bit. Just trying to get an idea, man, what's going on, and make sure you're still on the same page with everything and the frustration. We're just trying to calm down the frustration here a little bit before we get to this draft. Thank you.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think everybody kind of talked themselves into they're going to be really aggressive because it's a must-win year. But I think if you looked at where the team and the roster was at, this being a little bit more of a – and they brought in a lot of young guys, which I appreciate. They brought in a lot of young guys that are probably – they're coming off rookie contracts. They're hungry. I'm not saying it's going to work or promising that it's going to work or anything like that, but I like that element of what they did. A lot of the guys that they added have a physicality element at some positions that I think you were sorely missing it last year. And from a life cycle of the team perspective, this is a juncture that makes sense to be more focused on adding talent through the draft with rookie contracts. And I think you're seeing that with how they tackle free agency in the first wave.
Yeah. No, good stuff. As always, thank you so much, Kyle.
Of course, yeah.
All right, Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fence podcast, joining us this morning to talk a little bit. We're about 36 minutes away from Ron Rothstein to talk former Heat head coach and talk to him a little bit about what's going on. If you haven't heard Spo, man, we're going to have that for you pretty much said it all where his team is after their eighth straight loss last night at Madison Square Garden after having a lead at the half and just getting blown out in the third quarter of that game. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Jeff, Amanda at Beverly's Jewelers. By the way, Jeff and Amanda, you go, husband, wife? No, no, that would be father, daughter. And boy, I'll tell you what, Beverly's been around a long time because I've been around a long time going there. I've been going there more than 30 years. Incredible offer for you right now for people thinking about getting engaged. Thinking about getting engaged and looking for something real special. They got something special. You can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes and larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is not going to last for a long, long time. Jeff has made it clear. I can only do it so long, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's Jewelers for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries, and especially the diamond engagement ring or just upgrading a ring for somebody that's been with you through the good times and the bad times. Thank you, Mrs. Rose, in Fort Lauderdale or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, before we get back to it here, Joe, let's first get your weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 56 degrees, going to peak in the low 70s today, so we do have some very nice weather once again here, Joe. I know your tournament's in town, so good weather for the tournament. Speaking of that, we have our tournament here. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th through the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers, real-time betting action, VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster, and get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida. Wager terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. And I just got some news here, Joe.
What do you have?
We are going to be giving away a pair of tickets for Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, well, we
can do that at any point during the next 90 minutes here during
so,
this
so that
the
show. Sounds good. It's just really cool that all the people that have had to plan trips that are really in to March Madness go to Vegas. I mean, it's a huge place to go, just nonstop games from morning till friggin' midnight. You just, all the action you could want, you get it here now. You don't have to go anywhere. Hard Rock's got it all set up, man, and a hell of a party. Monroe County going to be out there? Am I going to see Monroe out there?
I would think, yeah.
See the guys out there and...
You love Monroe.
I do love Monroe County. Yeah, I do. I like those guys out there. They're good guys. So I'm looking forward to going out there a little bit. We're not working. I'm just going out there.
No, not working.
No work.
You know, if you drink,
it's not really work anyway, what we do, but...
If you drink some food.
The drinks for...
Oh, yeah. The drinks for obviously, sure. Right?
Yeah, yeah. The drinks, that's... Drinks, yeah, hell
but
yeah.
But you got to keep a level head, though, man. You're going to be placing bets here. We can't get too crazy. Unless you want to just give me your credit card. We can't get too nuts out there, though.
No. Hey, so you're right. We got a lot of stuff going on. We have Hard Rock's going to be just jamming starting Thursday. It's going to be crazy out there. It's going to be a lot of fun for everybody that likes all the action. And to watch all the games, and then on top of that, we've got NASCAR, Homestead Miami Speedway weekend coming up, the Straight Talk Wireless 400, and then on top of that, the Miami Open, which is my favorite, and I know my guys think it's weird that I watch so much Tennis Channel, but that's okay, and the fact that this might be the last time we had the Joker coming, man, Djokovic, whatever you
Where's
think
he
of
going?
Him. He's 37 years old. That's where he's
going. Oh, he's
going to retire? No, but it's year to year, man. You don't know. Like,
when
injury.
He retires, is there any like relevant men's tennis player after him?
Well, now there's some young stars. Alcaraz is obviously got some guys, if you're wondering. Sinner, when he comes back, is...
He comes back?
Well, he's got a little little 3-month suspension, actually.
Oh, no. Steroids?
Something. Whatever, something that wasn't supposed to be.
He misread the bottle?
Yeah, he must. He must have hit
Bobby
that train.
Portis.
He did the outside again. He didn't use the people from the sport and decided to go on his own.
The steroid era in tennis.
They've been all over him. He's been paying for it because those guys have been really open about how they feel about it. But listen, they got. You know, it's funny because tennis when Federer and now Nadal done. And Joker's 37. You know, I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to play at this level. And matter of fact, the biggest problem now, he's getting injured, which he really never got injured before. Had to pull out of a tournament because, ripped a muscle. And so, you know, people are questioning him and booing him early in a match. And so these things are going to happen at age 37, man. But they got some young stars, man. They've got some really good young players that are playing in this tournament. I don't know how many people had a chance to pay attention to Indian Wells, but you got Medvedev and Zverev and Djokovic, Alcaraz, Ben Shelton, and Jack Draper now wins this last tournament. And then on the women's side, it's this Mir Andreeva.
Coco Gauff's playing, right?
Coco's playing. Yeah. She's all over the billboards, obviously. She and Alcaraz are a big draw. But it's going to be fun, man. So it is. It is a big date night Saturday night.
So you'll peruse the side courts for the week, and then
on
Saturday
weekend,
night you're taking your wife. You do the whole deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick it up a little
good
bit.
Good plan.
But she likes to.
Everyone likes
go around the outside
event.
And people.
Everybody
watch.
Likes it. It's a good event.
So it's not just the tennis, man.
I'm guessing she doesn't watch a ton of tennis.
She does.
But she can hang.
She likes the tennis because when we first met, we played tennis together till I was too competitive and
really?
Did that.
I didn't know that.
But she just likes being out there. It's her favorite sport.
Do you see a lot of husband-wife doubles teams out there on the courts?
What are you asking me, man?
I'm asking
you. You're going a couple different ways. I see a lot of double teams. What are you asking?
Doubles. I don't know what I'm talking about. We're talking about
mixed
tennis.
Doubles?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see a lot of that out there on the court?
That are husband and wife?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't. I don't want. I'm not a mixed double. I'm the wrong guy to ask. Not going to stop to
you're
watch
not a doubles
mixed
player
doubles.
At all.
No.
You're a tough teammate, man.
Not a.
No, you're not a team guy.
I am fighting playing doubles with the other guys my age that are playing doubles. I am fighting it right to the end, including again today. But, hey, man, a lot of great tennis going to take place. And, actually, United States got a lot of the women playing really well. Coco Pagulia, Madison Keys out there. They've got a lot of really good players. So looking forward to watching them.
Richie said he's waiting for you out there, by the way.
I know where Richie is.
Yep, he's waiting for you.
I come back around the back there, Rich. I know where you are. I know where you are, man. We get that all taken care of. I miss Richie, man.
Yeah?
You remember his buddy's name?
No.
What's his Richie's buddy's name from Boar's Head up north a little bit? Totally forgot. Hope he didn't die.
Okay. You know. I'm sure he'll let us know.
Woody, we got to go to break here. Get caught up on everything. Qualifying today, and then boy, the matches start up tomorrow. So it'd be great and be a lot of fun if you get a chance to go out during the day. All the side courts, a lot of singles matches to start. And listen, there's no. I can just tell you this: anybody that qualifies to play in this thing starting tomorrow, there's no bad players. There's you're going, ah, this guy got no shot. This woman's got. You got a chance.
You're not playing, are you? The qualifiers?
No, I got a match of my own today.
Hmm. You ever thought about doing that?
No. What are you saying stupid things? Like, I wouldn't get a point. I wouldn't
get a point.
No, I wouldn't.
Because it's hard court, that's why you won't play?
I wouldn't get a point off the women.
I'm sure you probably wouldn't, but you could still try to qualify.
No, you can't. You just say... You know, we do a sports show, and you'll say stupid-ass stuff sometimes. So you think every Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street can just go out there I'd like
play.
To qualify today?
You play every day. I think it'd actually be funny if you tried to qualify one of these years.
You're saying really stupid
put
stuff.
Put your name in there and go out and play.
There's 9,000 people at the club I play at that I can't get a point off of. Are you kidding? All right, we got to go to break
here.
What are
you and Puparco for doubles or something?
He not a win player. He bagged on me because of win yesterday.
He's not a what?
He doesn't play in the wind. We got people that won't
play.
He doesn't play
in the wind?
Yes. If it's windy, they will not play.
Oh, he's like the two of tennis players.
Will you shut up?
Jeez.
Man. Seriously.
He doesn't play in the wind?
Some people don't play in the wind, okay?
Okay.
And if they do, they
sport.
And they complain so much that you don't want to play with them. So like, all right. Okay. Well, it doesn't affect you. It just, you got to concentrate a little more. The ball moves a little bit. That's all. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at Arrow Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Well, I'll tell you what, they've been at it for a long, long time, and I see everybody trying to copy what they're doing. It's fine. To me, thank you. Thank you very much on behalf of Arrow Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week, 35 years of experience, licensed, experienced plumbers. And we got a warehouse full of different size water heaters for you and air conditioning units. We don't have to order them. We actually have them right next to the offices, and we have crews that do nothing. Box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters and air conditioning units going out every day. Nobody, if it dies on you and it's dead and it's a water heater air conditioning unit, don't worry about it. We have them ready to go for you, and we got financing plans to help you out if that's an issue. Same day installation is always the goal. That's part of our great service. But we got really good people working at both ends, at the plumbing side as well as the air conditioning side. Some of the best people in the business, still family owned and operated and going strong with Eric and Mike and Chippy. Hey, check it out. Next time you have a problem, just give them a call. At Air Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, you get that same great service that was started 35 years ago by Big Daddy Lenny, and they continue today. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Make sure you tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back. Ron Rothstein's going to join us coming up here. Former good friend of for a long, long time and former head coach going back with the and been in the NBA for a long time. Miami Heat head coach for both the WNBA as well as original head coach for the Miami Heat when this thing all started and still working TV. So anyway, we're going to talk to him. It's been a long time since we've gone through something like this. We've been spoiled. It's been one of the best organizations in professional sports. Even when they lose guys, they've been able to bring the guys in, and the culture that you hear about, the Heat culture, which everybody's having a good laugh about right now, been able to develop their own guys that nobody wanted or other teams couldn't get the most out of, have come here and actually made themselves good money, right? As free agents after playing well here to go other places. We see that. They're all over the league, and Max Strus playing well for Cleveland and a bunch of other guys. But right now, there's not a lot of good stuff with this team. And they got off to a great start last night, and boy, the Knicks looked awful to start that game and end up getting it together. It was just a weird one. So here's Spo after the game, after losing their 8th straight game and having a really crappy third quarter.
That's the thing that we've been trying to – we've been racking our time, our brains, everything, you know, trying to find solutions for that. We have not come up with solutions, and we've pretty much tried everything. That's why I say I haven't been able to come up with solutions for that. This has been one of the biggest challenges, of a regular season that I've been a part of. And we just have to stay the course. This is the NBA, so we'll have another game, on Wednesday night. We have to collectively get our mind right, where all these losses don't necessarily, they don't have to impact the next game. That's the mental discipline, and that is a tough human condition to fight. It's human nature, to stack up some of these memories and let that affect us, for the next game. But I think this is a great challenge for every single one of us to overcome and to have a breakthrough where it's one separate game. It's one separate game. To put together enough winning basketball to that leads to a win.
Here we go again. Suppose what we used to call it. Somebody makes a run at you and you go, oh, boy, the big collapse is on right now. We don't know how to stop it. That was Spo after last night's game. We're going to have Ron Rothstein join us coming up here. And by the way, we've got a couple of seats to give away at Hard Rock. We're going to do that in the 9 o'clock hour, especially if you're into spending the day and just being in the middle of all the action and getting in on it, man. There is nothing like it. If you haven't seen it in Vegas, we got our own Vegas here that's going to be happening at Seminole Hard Rock. And we're going to be, Woody, giving a couple of seats away here coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick break. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. First, though, before we go to break, I want to take a second to tell you opening day, man. For the Marlins, right around the corner, March 27th. That's next week, 4:10 start. Actually, a great pitching matchup. One of the best pitchers in baseball. For the Pirates, Paul Skenes against Sandy Alcantara coming back and getting it all back here in spring. And Dan Marino is going to throw out the first pitch. Going to have a great concert for you. The post-game concert is going to be outstanding. There is nothing like opening day, and the whole world's invited to get your tickets at marlins.com/opening day. And by the way, to go fast forward to Sunday, March 30th, Jeff Conine, Hall of Fame induction. So get ready for a legendary day at the ballpark. Catch Jeff Conine's induction into the new Marlins Hall of Fame on the Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. And so anyway, a lot of cool stuff's going to be going on. Mr. Marlin baseball card, bobblehead, get your tickets at marlins.com/tickets for that as well. So a lot of cool stuff going on for the first week of baseball with the Marlins and the Pirates.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.